It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Before we get to the entertainment drill, I've got breaking news. Oh, by the way, Jeremy's back. Good job, Jeremy, this morning. And KUP deployment packs are huge. And I wanted to say thanks to Modelo Especial and Learner and Rowe Gives Back for helping us with the deployment this year. They're going to help us mail it all out, which is where the huge expense comes from. That is a massive, costly. We didn't realize it until we got involved in this thing how much that was going to cost, and they came through and helped us with that. Brady,
what you got?
I got something you're going to want to hear.
Yeah.
Here we are, putting on masks, trying to be safe and healthy and stuff. Worldwide pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
And you got the game changer. We reintroduced the game changer.
Love it.
You got this mask that's glasses. We've been wearing
lose
those.
Your game changer?
Did you lose your game changer, Toledo? Where's yours?
I might have.
You can put it in your
Nobody
room
stole
over
it.
There. Nobody stole your game changer.
Yours has, your name is
I
on
wrote Toledo on.
Did you write Toledo on top of it? That's pretty
Sharpie.
Great.
It's supposed to be Toledo's game changer.
Oh, sorry.
Brady's big on
memo.
Titling
the
game. Anyway, we found these great masks, and we're like, whatever. Believe it, whatever. We're all dealing with this. Well, not in Vietnam, they're not. This is how they're staying safe in Vietnam. This just broke. Boop. Police seized 345,000. That number again, 345,000. Used condoms cleaned and sold as new.
Oh! In that country or somewhere else?
Haven't gotten that far yet.
What kind of deal are we looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, we're looking at
a
sharp deal there.
If I can save some money.
Well, I did like what Chris Allen emailed and said. What do they use as a wooden phallus in Vietnam? A Jenga piece? Now, let's not make Vietnamese dick jokes quite yet. 345 1,000 used condoms. First off, where do you find that?
Wash
many?
And re-lubed.
Washed, re-lubed. And my thought
and
is those tiny little Vietnamese sweatshops rolling them back up with those kids' hands. Those little tiny guys had to roll it, shake it out. You're right, Jeremy. Like, shake it out.
Yep.
Put it under the faucet, both directions. Figure out what to, it's already hard to unroll a condom. Now imagine rolling one back up.
It's too hard.
Oh, we need more five-year-olds. You'll eat your baby little Vietnamese hands all over that. You'll roll that up. Roll up nice and tight.
Seal.
Oh, no.
Seal with kiss. Seal with kiss. It's detail. Attention to detail. Seal with kiss.
I hate job.
Oh, you don't have choice. Safe.
Mini Ziplocs.
How many I have to do?
344,999 more. 344,999 condoms on the wall.
So those little tiny five-year-old Vietnamese hands re-rolling used rubbers over on the 48th parallel. Is that what it was? I don't remember Vietnam numbers.
Got an all skate on condoms there, Brady.
Now, Brady is a frugal man. If, in fact, you ever needed condoms again in your life,
get them Vietnamese
Stock
rides.
Stock up. Part of my
Vietnamese rides.
Footage broadcast by state-owned Vietnam television, the VTV. This week showed dozens of large bags containing used condoms scattered all over the floor in a warehouse in the southern province of Binh Duong. Police say the bags weighed more than 360 kilograms. That's 800 pounds to you and me. They didn't count them. They just went by weight and then did the assumption that it's about 345,000.
Faux rubbers.
345.
That's an estimate?
That's estimating.
Yeah, that's by weight.
Well, it's by, but the 790, they say, okay, the bag weighed 360 kilograms. It's 794 pounds. Average condom weighs this, full or otherwise. We're going to give or take 5 ounces, 10 cc's, I guess. Shake that out. So then they weighed the bag. And,
those were the repackaged ones?
No. Those were the incoming before they cleaned
so that's,
and repackaged. The owner of the warehouse said they had received monthly input of used condoms from an unknown person. He's a busy Vietnamese guy. He's collecting. So they got one dude out there. He's using some, but he's also getting his buddy's rubber. I got deal. If you guys use rubber, give to me after done. I get a repackage. Give you penny. A woman detained during the bust told the police the used prophylactics were boiled in water, then dried, reshaped on a wooden phallus before being repackaged and resold. A wooden phallus, which, Chris, again, great joke. What is that, a Jenga piece? Vietnamese dicks are Jenga-sized, according to this jerk. And I laughed. So I'm with you, kid. Anyway, so put your mask on and be safe, because the rest of the world's trying as hard as they can, too. Think of the smell of that bag open. You ever take the trash out and go, what's in this bag? Now picture 345,000 used condoms and crack that delicious hefty sack open.
Man.
Get those little tiny Vietnamese hands in there and roll crack that right
back. That hefty sack open.
Gravy.
Seal with the kids.
That is our gimmick.
Tough economic times. Can we ship ours somewhere for a little deposit refund?
Holy simoleons. I'm going to throw up everywhere. Anyway.
Fojin rubbers.
All right. Is that because of Vietnamese food is called pho? Brady made it about food. You sickened me in so many ways. Did you really just combine Vietnamese cuisine with this? You like a fortune cookie or rubber? One of them used rubbers? Oh, only the best. Sealed with kiss.
Gently used.
Yeah.
Highway miles.
And it's rolled up, and then they don't put it back in a package. They just put like a paper clip over the edge so it doesn't unroll and just throw it back in the bin. Gently used. Well, there you go. So while we, you know, him and haw over the debate on whether we're safe with a mask on or with a mask off, Vietnam's using the...
I'm picturing a giant cauldron of boiling water, and they're just stirring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Bit like Willy Wonka.
A bunch of O-rings in there. Yeah.
And that weird sound.
Because it's thick now. Yep.
Rubber almost done.
Get the strainer.
Rubber stew almost done. Grab a net.
Oh, Daddy, get the almost done with rubber stew. Grab a net.
A scuba out of the top layer.
Save broth.
Those are almost done. Yes, save broth. We make four. Pour in bottom of incoming bag.
Throw onion.
Oh, like a Gallagher concert. Everybody get a squishins.
God, humans suck.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Industrious, Brady. Industrious. A little 5-year-old hand will roll up real tight. Like a Cuban cigar.
Yuck. Yuck.
They didn't talk about the 8 million IUDs.
Oh, what's wrong with you? I called IUDs IEDs for about 5 years and didn't realize it. They're different. One blows up trucks and the other one ruins your life. It's 9:49. It's time for the entertainment drill. Just keep that in mind as you stew about your day. There's some, as bad as you think your day is, at least you're not 13 standing over a cauldron of used rubber stirring. You could have a worse gig. I hate mowing grass. Well, you know. I can come up with another one for you. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I was there yesterday. They're helping us collect for the deployment. So if you're in the area of any of their three locations, I'm sure that popping in there, checking the place out, and dropping off a little bit would be great. And also, while you're checking it out, sign up. Get involved in this thing. It's absolutely great. We did some stuff yesterday. I had a blast. I thought I broke my finger yesterday. So I was so excited. The next thing you know, my finger won't move. I just kind of dislocated it goofing around. But we did long gun training.
Did you have to pop it?
Yeah. Well, last night I was like, I think I was busted. And then I moved it and I'm like, it went right back. But it was bad. It felt weird. I just threw a weird punch. But it was fun. We had a blast. And then you just punch right through it. Just kept going. But we did a long gun thing yesterday and this third-party defense thing. And, oh, my God, is it eye-opening, incredible. Adrenaline rushes were through the moon. And it's just what these guys were training with. And we were doing all sorts of new stuff. And I've been doing this for a couple years now. Yesterday, all new stuff. Like all new things that these guys have come up with based on, you know, the evolution of this thing. And it's inventive and it's functional and they keep moving it and keep doing it better. And you just marvel at it every time you're there. You're going to get in great shape. You're going to surprise yourself. That's the thing. Accomplishments are hard to come by when you, especially for me, I'm 48 years old. New accomplishments are tough. But when you start growing in something, you really feel great about you. It builds your confidence. It builds your self-esteem. And it really helps you out physically getting in better shape. No matter what shape you're in, they'll crawl, walk, run you right into the place you need to be. Nothing is going to be too difficult for you. I guarantee you that. And you head on out there and you learn stuff and you feel better about you. What's better than that? Check it out, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
In a new interview with Tom Hanks, Tom says he and director Robert Zemeckis covered the cost for a couple of scenes when they were filming Forrest Gump. Paramount Studios wouldn't pay for one scene where he was running across the United States.
Yeah.
Said it would be too expensive. Tom ponied up some money in there, said, because they didn't want to get rid of that scene. And then they stepped up for some insurance that the studios wouldn't pay for.
Yeah.
But since they stepped up and covered the costs, it gave them a bigger
back,
piece
right?
of a percentage. That ended up being, you know, you say $65 million for Hanks he made off of Forrest Gump.
Just him.
Yep. Man. Your guy, Buddy Velastro, Brett.
Yeah, I saw this.
From Cake Boss.
What? Who's that?
He's the Cake Boss from, it's one of the Food Network shows.
Italian, so you must know him.
Yep.
His family owns a bowling alley.
Of course they do.
And he went over there to, on the side.
Expect anything less?
Yeah, I mean, that's a natural.
Well, there was a malfunction in the pin machinery at the alley, so he went down there to pull the pin out and got impaled by the machine, got his hand jammed in there, and he said once the hand was caught,
the Munson,
not into the ball return, yeah. The pin center.
Oh, the thing. Oh, gotcha.
He went back there to pull it out, but he goes, his hand's jammed in there, and all he could watch was the metal rod go into his pinky and other finger just three, four times away, and he can't pull his hand out.
Jamming it in there. Oh,
so his son went over there and got a metal saw, basically, and cut the piece out.
Oh.
And now he's got surgery, and he's got pins in the finger. He'll recover. But.
Hey, this is weird. Sorry to interrupt. I just got a text from Heather in the sales department downstairs. She goes, check your email. Okay. Check my email. Heather sent me an Evite.
Yeah.
And it just says, let's get together. Join me Thursday, 10 p.m., my office. Well, that can't be right.
Wow.
I'm taking this straight to HR.
You're the only one invited, too.
Man, yeah, that's no good.
Uh-oh.
And just off our sensitivity
training? Yeah, I know. We just got trained for me not doing this anymore. Look at this. It just says it. Let's get together. It's like Al Green singing it to me. Join me Thursday, 10 p.m., my office. 10 p.m.
That's be there, be square.
If I show up at 10 p.m. in this office, she's not.
Reply, what can I
kill
bring?
No.
She'll have black licorice in hand.
I think she meant, this is Heather, by the way. So it's 10 a.m. She means after your show.
Yeah. Is she a window door person?
Yes.
Heather is a window door loser. She's lost the window door battle before.
Slamming her because I'm
Because you did
too.
It too, and I
I'm
watched you too. Hit harder than anybody. Yours was my favorite. But he failed. Were you here for window door failure?
No.
Just missed it.
So in the daytime here, we have people. Yeah. You don't know that because of overnight.
Yeah.
And Layla, who's in charge of an entire sales department, walked into a window that's about 18 inches wide thinking it was an open door. And we all saw it dying laughing like, okay. Window door failure. She doesn't know the difference between an open door and a window. And then not like 3 days later, Heather walked into a window. dying laughing. We got door window failures going all over this building. So Toledo about a month ago turns. I'm walking up the hallway and he's in, got his coffee mug and his mercantile. He's got like 14
I turned
bags
to look
chip.
At him.
Yeah,
because he's coming up the hallway.
He walked into the closed door here in this studio and it was a yard sale of all of his crap. Like when Charlie Brown used to get the ball pulled out from under him by Lucy.
And what was your comment, Toledo?
No,
I didn't. I thought you turned
it
no,
I just, I was in the hall. All you heard in the hall was, because I went Ralphie May laugh on him. So anyway, I got a meeting at 10 o'clock tonight at Heather's office. I know we got to get to commercials. Do we have time for Brett's thing?
No.
God damn it. All right, we'll play that tomorrow. Is there anything else good on your thing?
You can buy Michael Jackson's.
No,
last
there's nothing
propofil.
Good on his thing. Let's go.
We already have the Terminator commercial. We're done.
IV of propofil is up for auction.
I got 12 hours. I got a meeting here in the office. Propofil, his last vial, is still available?
According to the lady.
Stuff's fantastic.
Selling it.
All right, we're out of here. I got to get Joe in there. He'll get mad. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.